Fantastic. The resurrection. What an amazing miracle. You're going to see another one now. I'm going to preach in 5 minutes. Just really quickly, but firstly, the kids, you've been amazing. Give yourselves a round of applause because the kids have been amazing. And come and help yourself. There's things to draw and all kinds of stuff down here. So please do come. Adults, if you want to as well. And I promise I'm going to do this really quickly. But just a few things I wanted to share from that story. And just the truth that Jesus is alive and risen again from the dead. I mean, the reality is it must have been some week for the followers and the disciples of Jesus, because only a week before they had welcomed him into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna! Here comes the coming King. And then just a few days later, the crowd are singing or shouting, crucify him, crucify him. And it would have been confusing. It would have been extremely bewildering for the followers of Jesus. 1 minute they're thinking he's coming to bring in the rule of God and the reign of God. Next, they're seeing him hanging on a cross and dying. And we see these two off on the road to Emmaus, and they're probably just bewildered as they're walking together, and they're talking together about the events of the last few days, and Jesus walks alongside them, although they have no idea that it's Jesus at that time. And the first thing we see about this on the first Easter Sunday is this, that Jesus is present with them. That the risen Christ is present with these two in the midst of their confusion, in the midst of their loss of hope. You think of the expectations that these guys had, that the followers of Jesus had, and they were completely buried with Jesus when he died. They must have been completely confused, and I'm sure some of us have experienced that. Maybe some of us today feel that life hasn't quite turned out how we thought it would. That we're not in the place that maybe we thought we'd be, whether it be career or whether it be family, relationships, or whether it be children, whether it be living in the area, our country. We probably hadn't planned much of what happens to us. And yet I want to tell you this morning that this story reminds us that the risen Christ is present with us as we journey along the road. Even at the times of confusion and the times of doubt, and the times where our expectations have not quite materialized, Christ is with us. This Sunday, as you move into a new week, know that the risen Christ is present with you. The second thing we see is that actually he's really attentive to them. He listens to them. You know, he doesn't just come barging in and say, hey guys, it's me. He doesn't say that. He literally comes along and says, hey, what are you talking about? And he allows them to be real. He allows them to share all their hearts. They're amazed that this guy doesn't know what's been happening. And they share of all the past events. And they share their disappointments, that they had hoped that this guy was the Messiah. But obviously he wasn't. And then to bring it all into more confusion, now his body's disappeared. They saw him die, he was definitely dead, and now the body's disappeared. And some of the ladies have said he's raised, been raised again from the dead. And they're just confused. And Jesus allows them to share from their heart all their confusion, all their anger, all their frustration. He allows them just to be real, to be honest. He doesn't stop them. He listens to them. And you know, I think that's amazing that today it's so important that we understand that we've got God who listens to our voice. That because Jesus has risen again from the dead, he's alive and his ears can pick up the cries of our heart. Even without opening our mouths, he knows the cries of our heart. And he's attentive to us. And I want you to know this morning that your voice matters to him. That the cries of your heart matter to him. The risen Christ certainly listened to these guys. I don't know, you may could have experienced this sometimes, guys, that when you have a discussion with your wife sometimes, and it's kind of quite heated, and I say to her, well, what do you want me to do? What do you, and Kate says to me, I don't want you to do anything. I don't want you to fix it. I don't want you to do, I just want you to listen to me. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying that you need to do this or that. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling. At 25 years, I still haven't quite got it, but but maybe some of you can kind of empathize with me there. But, you know, the reality is Jesus is always listening, and he's there. And I want to say that today. Maybe you feel that your voice isn't being heard or no one's listening to you. Jesus, the risen Christ, his ears and his heart is open and attentive to you today. The third thing is that he doesn't just listen to them and just let them get on with it. He then begins to teach them. He begins to explain to them everything that has happened. And he begins in an incredible way, right from the very beginning. He outlines the very plan of God. And because he's alive today, through the power of his Spirit, he still teaches us today. There's so much that we need to understand and learn. You know, Jeruni's not the only one who God has begun a good work in, who God will complete. Every single one of us are a work in progress. None of us have got it all. If we think that we understand it all, then I'm sorry, you're deluded. We're on a journey, and we're constantly learning about more of God. There's always something new to learn and to understand and to experience of our glorious risen Christ. And he teaches them, and he teaches us today. And maybe this Easter weekend, maybe you can get 5 minutes just to say, Lord, what do you want to show me? What do you want to teach me new about yourself, about your creation, about your world, about me? What do you want to do in me that's new in the coming days? And just ask and pray that he would really show you. But the fourth and final thing is that we see in this story that although their dreams and their visions for the future and their hopes were dashed at that moment that Jesus died, we see that Jesus is the one who renews hope. When they sit down and they break bread together, their eyes are opened and they see Jesus for who he is. And they see that he's alive. And he restores to them hope for the future. And maybe there's someone here who needs to know that your life is of value, that there is hope, that it's not as desperate as you think or you feel. But in Jesus, there is always hope. And he comes to restore and to renew. He comes to restore us into a relationship with God through his death and through his resurrection. And he comes to renew the promises and the plans that God has for us. He renews them within us, and he renews our very lives through the power of his Spirit. Because Jesus is alive, he does all those things and more. He did it for Cleopas and his friend on that very first Sunday, and he continues to do it for us today. Amen. Okay, that was about 8 minutes, but shall we pray? Father, we just want to thank you for your glorious word. Lord, we thank you for your promises. And Lord, we thank you for what we celebrate today. Lord, we thank you that our sins are forgiven, that our lives are made anew, that we have a new start, a new hope, a new direction, new relationships, new families, new purpose, all in Christ. And Lord, we pray that we would walk in all the promises you have for us and walk in the freedom and the fullness of that new life you have for us in and through Christ. Lord, come and fill us with your Spirit. This Easter, fill us with your joy and fill us with the good news that we may go and share it with those around us for your glory. Amen.